another love you want.
Oh, that is so nice to hear. That's the trademark sound of bluesman Otis Taylor. Born in Chicago, he grew up in Denver, where he used to play his banjo while riding a unicycle to high school. We have proof. His picture was in the newspaper, and you can see it at hereandnow.org. Otis Taylor has released a dozen albums. The latest out this week is called Contraband. This is one of the cuts, The Devil's Gonna Lie. In 2004, Otis Taylor shared the Blues Entertainer of the Year honor with the late Etta James. Even better, it was a reader's poll from Living Blues magazine, so good company and the best judges of all, listeners. Besides his musical career, he's also been a successful antiques dealer, and he coached a nationally ranked African-American bicycling racing team. Say what? Otis Taylor joins us from KGNU in his hometown of Boulder. Otis, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I have so much to ask you about unicycles, everything. But first, Etta, you know, who we recently lost. Now, you've said that your mom had a penchant for Etta James and Pat Boone. Etta James, obviously an influence growing up, but also Pat Boone?
My mother would get a record, and she'd play for 8 hours straight. So I think my father came home one day, and they had a little discussion about it. And the police came, and the ambulances came, and so... You know, I've written about my mother in one of my songs that she did time for selling heroin.
Oh, dear. So
my mother was a tough character.
But listen to Pat Boone. I mean...
I don't know. She liked the song, April Love. I'll never forget.
There you go.
April and she used to play Etta James, All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You.
Okay.
And then when the Rolling Stones did it kind of fast, I go, what are these guys doing?
Well, so you're already telling us about this rich musical background, but also... You know, rich story life. As we said, you moved from Chicago to Denver. And if I've got this right, one of the reasons is that your uncle was shot?
He was shot before I was born.
Oh.
He was shot actually when my mother was 16 because my grandmother kicked him out of the house. But he was, I don't know if you want to call him a gangster. He ran the streets.
So there you are in Denver. We're going to fast forward, riding a unicycle to high school, playing the banjo, and you would ultimately become known for trance blues. I understand this is sort of a mix of Appalachian, and I mean, how would you define it?
Trance blues. Well, I learned how to play my music at the Denver Folklore Center. That's where I found banjos, and I'd listen to Mississippi John Hurt and Mike Seeger and people and Doc Boggs and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Trance blues to me is more like Mississippi Hill Country music, or like Ravi Shankar. There's no chord changes. Like voodoo music is the ultimate trance music. There's no instruments, just congas, you know?
Huh.
And so you lose a sense of time.
What would you pick from this terrific new CD, Contraband, to illustrate that?
Oh, I don't know. Devil Doesn't Lie or Look By My Side. I don't know. All of them are trance.
Well, I was thinking of Cut Two, Yell Your Name. Let's listen a little of that.
If I yell your name, yell your name, come back to me, come back to me. I've been thinking, come back to me, come back to me. If I yell your name, oh Lord, if I yell your name. I've been thinking,
I love how that song changes time and has sort of a Spanish flair with the trumpets. Let's listen to another. This is the title song from your new CD. It's called Contraband Blues.
You're gonna
So, a story about slaves held during the Civil War as contraband. How did this come to you?
My wife, because she had this magazine, Preservation Magazine. My wife's a librarian. Now she works for the Boulder History Museum. I saw that, I go, wow. And then they still call them, they weren't free human beings, they were contraband. You know, I just do that. Like when I did my album, Recapturing the Banjo, you know, for blacks. I just find these things fascinating that people don't know that.
The song Romans Had Their Way from the new CD by Otis Taylor. Otis, we want to ask you about another song that we just love. It's called Blind Piano Teacher, and we were wondering what's the story behind this one, but let's listen to a little first.
She was a blind piano teacher, and he was an older man.
Otis Taylor, where'd they come from?
Things I saw in movies, like, you know, Patch of Blue. And I saw this Jet Li movie where he plays this kid whose person's made the fight, and the person that helped him was a blind piano tuner. So I took all these movies and I put this song together. I was sitting in my front room and I sort of put this song together, but I thought, oh, this is cool. She's blind. He's an older white guy. They're breaking two bad blues, interracial and the age thing. You know? But they lived by the sea and they were happy. I thought, what a beautiful love song.
It
you
is.
Know, it's just simple. Just yeah. Simple.
Well, Otis Taylor, one last thing we want to mention. You're involved in a Blues in the Schools program. It's called Writing the Blues. You go to the schools to talk to kids. How do you start?
Well, you tell them about slavery, and I talk about the Middle Passage. So they came with nothing, so they had to make banjos and sing in the fields, and it sort of came from sadness. So I had the kids, writing the blues is where kids write down what makes them sad, and I sort of score it for them. They come and read it or sing it, and the other kids know that other kids have problems, you know?
Wow.
And I was in Canada and Ottawa doing a blues in school for 2 weeks, and we had these kids from Somalia and Kosovo, and they're going, oh, my uncle died, and my grandfather died, and my mother died. I go, whoa, this is so heavy. And this one kid goes, I get the blues because I can't have my Nintendo. And I go, oh, this is light. And then he talks about how his parents are divorced, and he can only have it at one house. You know? And whoa, that's
heavy.
I'll never
heavy.
Forget that. Yeah, yeah, I'll never forget that. It's kind of like, I just thought, I had a kid in Santa Fe once said he got the blues because his fish would cough. You get some pretty incredible stuff, coughing fish. I thought, I wish I could have stole that line, you know?
Well, you've left us with some great images. Otis Taylor, his new CD is called Contraband. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
If I followed the oath, would it take me home?
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
If I climb the mountain.